Let the speech of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be for good pleasure in thy sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. And he shall clean the sons of Levi and refine them as gold and silver, that they may present to Yehovah a gift offering in justice. How long people waited for the day of the Lord's coming, how deeply they longed for the Redeemer. Yet the promises of the Lord's coming were mixed with a note of warning, as in Malachi, "The Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the angel of the covenant whom you delight in. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he is seen? For he is as a refiner's fire. Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the great and fearsome day of Yehovah, lest I come and strike the earth with doom." This is like our thought of dying and going to the other world. We hope and look forward to heaven, but we fear going to hell. The Lord did not come into the world to cast people into hell. Why then is he likened to a refiner's fire? The heavenly doctrine says the refiner's fire is temptation, by which we are purified from evils and falsities. Temptation is the only way by which we can be delivered from evils and be prepared to enjoy heaven. This prophecy of Yehovah purifying the sons of Levi promised that the Lord was coming to give people the power to undergo temptations and win victory. Victory in temptation was utterly impossible before his coming, so this is an essential part of his promise of salvation. Why was victory in temptation impossible before the Lord came? One reason is that in order to fight and win, we must have a clear idea of the Lord God so that we can look to him and have faith in him. Secondly, we must have strong, clear ideas of right and wrong from his word. In order to have a clear idea of the Lord God, we needed him to come in person. Before the Lord came, it was impossible to get a clear idea of God. No one can have any idea of the divine itself, the infinite, eternal being, which is the source of all things. We can no more picture the Lord's infinite love than we can get a clear idea of the sun by staring straight into its fiery brilliance. If we can't comprehend the divine, how can we have any relationship with it? We can, because we can to some extent comprehend the Lord's divine human. We can read about the Lord Jesus Christ as he lived among us and taught us, and we can learn that he is still living with us and teaching us today. The more we reflect on his word, the better we can understand what he said and did and how we can cooperate with him in our lives. Everyone can be conjoined with the divine and love him because he put on a human nature down to the flesh and bones and made it divine. The prophecy in Malachi confirms that Yehovah God himself is the one who came. He says, "I will send my angel who will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple." The temple is the Lord's human nature, for Jesus said to the Jews, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." But he was speaking of the temple of his body. The Lord came down from on high into his temple, that is, into his own human nature, in which we could see him and get to know him, and he could teach us in ways that we can understand. Knowing the Lord is essential to winning in temptation because he is the one who actually fights for us in our temptations, if we are willing to let him. He wants us to fight as if from ourselves and to make our own free choices. Yet we must acknowledge that He is the Lord God, our Creator, Redeemer, and Savior. Then, when we ask for His help, He can help us in our freedom. This is the first reason we needed the Lord to come before we could win in temptations. Without a clear idea of God, or even whether there is a God, people could not look to Him for help or work with Him in their lives. Secondly, we must have strong, clear ideas of right and wrong. Otherwise, why fight and struggle? Why resist our natural impulses? The Lord came into the world to show us what is right in person. He came to set us an example and to provide clear statements of what is good and evil. He taught us what is helpful and what is harmful eternally. Before the Lord came into the world, most people did not have a clear enough idea of God and of the truths that lead to heaven to be able to undergo spiritual temptations and win. All spiritual and moral issues were cloudy to them. So the doctrine says the Lord protected them from being tempted by the hells in spiritual things. People who have never learned what is true from the Lord cannot be tempted to deny and disobey the truth. They are protected by their ignorance to some extent. But neither can they make a clear choice for what is good and true and repent of attitudes and habits that are sins against the Lord, since they do not know what is good. The Lord's teaching enabled good people to sort out right from wrong. He restored the knowledge of the truth which the church had corrupted. He taught us, for example, that thou shalt not murder also means that we must not hate our brothers in our hearts. He exposed the hypocrisy of the scribes and Pharisees so that people could be set free from their bad influence and example. They were the ones who could not endure the day of His coming, who could not stand before Him when He was seen. Well-disposed people, willing to be taught and led by the Lord, are meant by the sons of Levi in the prophecy. These people were harlots, tax collectors, and sinners, as all of us are, but they were willing to repent. Once they were given clear teachings to follow and a vision of the Lord in whom they could trust. In the light of the Lord's new teachings about love to the neighbor and eternal life, they were able to recognize their evil desires as evil and turn away from them. They could now see through the old justifications for bad attitudes and behavior. For example, the traditional view was that only fellow Jews were neighbors, and all others were to be hated, shunned, and mistreated as much as you wanted to. This attitude was even supported by passages from Scripture. But now, those who were willing could see clearly how wrong that attitude is. They could recognize it in themselves and work to overcome it. By this process of repentance, their love for the Lord and for their neighbor could be cleaned and refined, like metals purified in a hot fire where the dross is burned away. We too absolutely depend on the Lord's coming into the world for our salvation. We are saved by looking to the Lord as He has made Himself known to us in His Word. We learn to think of Him as the divine human being, God with us. The Lord, by His teaching and example, enables us to practice real repentance. We can sort out what is divine, that is, what is from Him in our lives, from what is not. We can sort out what is truly human in our natures from what is merely animal or even savage. Then the silver in us, the love of what is really true and love towards the neighbor, is refined. The gold in us, love for the Lord that comes from the Lord, is purified. and the actions of our lives become more and more an offering to the Lord in justice, freed of hypocrisy and of selfish motives. Though we act as of ourselves, our actions and words more and more come from the Lord, so they are really good and true. Now we can prepare the way for the Lord so that he may come and dwell with us. In the original language, prepare the way of the Lord is literally sweep the way for the Lord. The heavenly doctrine says, nothing else is required of man than to sweep the house, that is, to reject the lusts of evil and their false persuasions. We can do this because the Lord is with us. He himself conquered and subdued the hells in his human nature, and he shows us the way to take up our cross and follow him. He is with us as we work on amending our lives. He lets us see a few things to work on and gives us strength to try again when we fall down. He is the mighty God, the Lord of armies, giving us power to get rid of unhealthy, unhappy qualities brought into us by evil spirits. All we have to do is to sweep the house of our minds, because then we are filled with good things. Good and truth are continually flowing in from the Lord into everyone who is purified of such things as block his influence. For this purpose, he sits as one refining and cleaning silver, and he will clean us and refine our lives so that we may enjoy the beautiful gold of his love and the shining silver of his truth. And the Lord, whom we seek, shall suddenly come to his temple, even the angel of the covenant, whom we delight in. Behold, he shall come. Amen. Now to the one only God, Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.